Nikki Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
So we will carry on looking at my favourite tunes of the year after this. This is a Friday film feature. Each week I watch a film and review it for you. So this week I chose to watch Elf, a nice Christmassy film there. We are in December now. Christmas is only a few more sleeps away. Well, I say a few more, like it's this week. It's like 20 or something like that. But anyway, actors in Elf, you've got Will Ferrell, who plays the main character as Buddy, Zooey Deschanel as Jovi, who is the love interest, and James Caan as Walter, who is Buddy's dad. The director is John, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his, Favier, I think. He's very recognisable once you see his face. I wasn't sure who he was by name, but as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, I know who you were. He produced Avengers Assemble, as well as producing and directing all the Iron Man films, and he starred in Iron Man 3 as well. And the reason you might be able to recognise him, because he might be better known recently, is the main character in Chef, which was released in June. So he does acting as well as producing and directing. Elf was written by David Berenbaum, who was also writing the sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire, which, of course, has been reported that it's likely to be cancelled after the death of the main star, Robin Williams, but he was working on that as well, so that's quite a big film. The certificate for Elf is PG, so it's a nice family film, and it's about a baby who crawls into Santa's sack one year and grows up in the North Pole with an elf as an adopted dad, there we go, played by Bob Newhart, and he is trained to be an elf himself. When one day he finds out that he is a human, he goes to New York in order to find his real dad and spread a bit of love and Christmas cheer in the process. Now, even though this film did come out in 2003, it's quite an old one. It's a well-known, popular Christmas film, which I've never actually seen myself, so I thought I'd watch it and see what it's like. It's popped up a lot over this week as well. So after I watched it, I saw a clip of it on a TV programme that I was watching. They showed a clip of it. And then I saw someone put a meme up on it on Facebook. So it seems to be everywhere already. As soon as I watch it, I've just recognised it everywhere. Now, to be honest, I was expecting it to be a bit funnier than it was, but it did appeal to my kind of humour. If you're a regular listener, you know I like silly humour, stupid things happening. Things such as Buddy running into and crashing into things, that kind of made me giggle a little bit. And I think the funniest scene was probably when Buddy first goes to New York and he didn't understand it, and he's from a very different culture. He lives in the North Pole, so he's very out of place. So his actions and the way that he was living looked a bit odd in New York, so I thought that was quite comical. Another thing was there was a few random creatures in the North Pole, but I guess that was to help emphasise it was a fantasy land. There was this weird unicorn-looking wow thing that came out of water, but yeah. I think it was good how the story writers kept Buddy's character the whole way through. They could have started to change him once he got to New York to fit in, but the fact that everyone warmed to his personality instead sort of gives the message to stay true to yourself, as things will work out in the end. Other messages included how important family is over work. Walter, Buddy's dad, often neglected his wife and son to finish off his work, but in the end, he finally realises how much his attention is wanted and puts his family over work. Also, belonging to a family is important. We should love who we are related to, no matter how different they are. They are our flesh and blood. They can also have a good effect and influence on people as well. A quote from the film, which I thought was really nice, was, "Buddy saved Christmas and his spirit saved a lot of other people too." I thought it was quite a nice one. And another thing I liked was the fact that the story came full circle. So a saying that Buddy had learned while training as an elf was, "The best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing loud for all to hear." And when he tells Jovi, in the end, she takes this advice, again showing the positive influence Buddy has had on her. And Jovi gets a crowd singing in order to build up Christmas spirit and get Santa's sleigh flying, as that's what it relies on. I liked some of the use of the camera angles, more so at the beginning of the film when Buddy was still an elf in the North Pole. Of course, as Buddy, he's really a human, so he's much bigger than the elves, and this is part of the comedy, but the camera angles make it look more realistic as it puts the audience in perspective of the characters and we get to see the world from their point of view. So when Buddy is talking to an elf, the camera is looking up at Buddy to make him look bigger and he takes up more of the screen, whereas when it's the other way around and the camera looks down on the elf, he takes up less of the screen to make him look smaller. Now, I think Will Ferrell is a very good actor. There was a behind-the-scenes feature led by Will, and you get to see what he's really like. And he's quite a reserved, normal guy. But then when he gets into the character of Buddy, who is very childlike, you see him completely different. He's very good as a comedian as well, as the director was saying in an interview, how they do one shot with a script and then they do another where Will can improvise and adds in his own humour. I've done it again. I've talked over the backing bed. I'm going to have to make that a little bit longer, I think. Will also has good concentration skills in playing such a silly character, and the confidence as well. When everyone who was acting, of course, but looking at him weirdly, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face. If I was being stupid and someone gave me a weird look, I think I'd probably like start laughing myself. So he's got good concentration skills on that. So overall, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. It is a good film and it did put a smile on my face, and it is very easy viewing and uplifting movie, but it didn't make me laugh as much as I thought it did. So that kind of let me down a little bit. But it was a very Christmassy movie, and it was based on Christmas spirit and family.